it's gone up between 10 and 17%, depending on the county, in the last 5 years. And it represents a significant portion of income for families where there are two parents and they're both working and they're making a good living. It's still a significant portion. And for folks who are working at minimum wage or just above, it's almost impossible.
In addition to being a high portion of household income, it's also a share that is going up rapidly compared to other household costs.
Yes. Depending on the area of the state, you could say that rental costs and housing costs are going up rapidly in some areas. But when you compare to most expenses that families are looking at, yes, childcare and preschool, early care and education has been rising faster.
What are the factors that are driving those costs up?
The cost of facilities, the cost of providing quality care. So you want trained, skilled people taking care of our best resource, which is our future, our children. And if you do that, then you have to pay them. That costs money.
So the more people work, the more hours of childcare they need too. So it's kind of an escalator that's tied to income.
And the vast majority of people, two-parent families and certainly single-parent families who are working, are not working because they choose to. They're working because they have to. There is a very small portion of people in this country who can afford to have a stay-at-home parent. It's just not possible in this economy.
So the point of calling attention to all of this is to, A, let people know it's a problem. Are there solutions or answers that are being advocated too?
What we're really looking at is having our policymakers and the general public change the way they think about early care and education. It's not just babysitting. The first 5 years are the most critical years in any human being's development. All of the research shows that. We have to have care for our young children. It should be good care. It should be care that enables them to become the most productive members of society. It's an economic necessity to invest in our youngest children.